Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
District 4 Supervisor Alan Wong wants San Francisco to hold another vote regarding the closure of the Great Highway to vehicle traffic. The resulting Sunset Dunes is divided. San Francisco residents were joined live on our KCBS Ring Central Newsline by KCBS insider Phil Mateer. Phil, what do you see here? I mean, could the Great Highway eventually be reopened?
It could, at least on weekdays. At least that's the idea being floated by newly appointed Supervisor Alan Wong, who Mayor Lurie put in there to replace Joe Engardio, who got himself recalled in part because of his support for closing the highway. Now, Steve, in San Francisco, we have a saying, it's never over, which means that the fight goes on and you just keep fighting and fighting over and over again over the same issue. What makes this one such a big one? It's a couple of things. First of all, it's the idea that the impact that this has had on the neighborhood. The people out in the Sunset, this was a main artery for them during the day, weekdays, and they don't like the traffic going onto their side streets. As a matter of fact, that's why 65% of them voted against closing it. Now, the rest of the city thought it was a nice idea to have a great park out there. But, you know, that's the difference between, you know, the rest of the city. It's a casual thing. It's something nice to do on weekends. Go out there. Yeah, I'll vote for it. But if you live out there, it's a different story. And since Alan Wong, he's using this issue to kickstart his campaign for election because he's facing a tough battle come June. And he's kicking it off by saying, I'm with you, folks. We're going to reopen this road.
Alan Wong weighing in. Connie Chan is weighing in. So is the compromise here, okay, we'll reopen it, just not all the time. We'll reopen it on weekends?
That is the compromise. Now, you're going to have the Bike Coalition also and other people like the San Francisco pedestrian groups and such like that, which I got to tell you, have been historically a very, very big lobby in San Francisco. Just look at all the bike lanes through the downtown and then take a look at how many people are actually using them. I think Wong is looking at the people that are actually using them, and so is Mayor Lurie, saying it's not so much as the political clout that once was. So this is going to be a test for those groups. It's going to be a test for the city versus the Sunset, and it's but Alan Wong sees it as a way to, like I said, kickstart a campaign against people who are already going to make it an issue no matter what. So the Great Highway, the Great Debate, it's going to keep going on because it ain't ever over in San Francisco.
All right, Phil, thank you very much. Our KCBS insider Phil Mateer will be back this afternoon at 5:50.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media, and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life, and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.